a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Mate, me and you are reaching new levels as human beings, it sounds like, because right now I am now Lauren, the adult. You know that I... Sorry.
Please don't ever make that
you
noise
know,
on the radio
You
again.
Know yeah. that I'm a giggler, you know?
You are.
I love to giggle.
You do.
And there's certain things that always get me going, you know, in the giggle format, like laughing, okay? And I can't help it. I used to get... okay. Yes. When you were away, there was like a 5-minute period that I just played Fartown. Yeah. But I did it for the kids.
In inverted commas, played Fartown.
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I... Stop. I won't be able to tell this story. I have been doing, you know, some form of exercise, I guess, like whatever. I go for a walk every day and then I've been doing reformer Pilates and I've also been doing yoga, right?
Yeah.
And so I go to my yoga and I've always heard of people being really relaxed in yoga.
So you've taken up yoga because there was a little clique of old ladies at your aqua aerobics class that were quite... They were being bees to you, weren't they? And they essentially forced you as politics. It was aqua aerobics politics. They essentially forced you out of the class, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Well, my shower cap wasn't floral and they did not like that.
No.
So off we went. Mm. I went to yoga to bend and stretch. And so I could bend in front of them and be like, try this, girls. Ha! You can't do that. Anyway, so I was doing yoga the other night and it's beautiful. Dark room, you know what I mean? A lot of stretching. Obviously, it's stretching time. And have you done yoga? I always forget. Have you? You've done yoga?
Mate, I am married to a yogi. What's a yogi? A yoga teacher?
A yogi bear.
Is she a yogi bear?
Yeah, okay. I guess so. And you're quite flexible. So, you know what I mean? But I was doing warrior pose.
Yeah.
Okay, was where you basically stand with your legs shoulder width apart.
Yeah.
Okay, and you stick your hands out as if you're about to do star jumps, right? Mm. And then... The guy was like, okay, put one of your legs up, whatever. And then we had to windmill over.
Yeah.
So you had to windmill your hands.
Over.
Right? Yeah. But then we were in another spot where we had to windmill back to the floor. So our hands were going to be on the floor and one of our legs was going to be in the air. And when he's like, okay, everyone, now windmill forward, the chick next to me let out a massive fart.
Oh, amazing. You're joking.
No.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. And I did not laugh. I did not react. I just...
You would have been dying
inside. I was dying.
Question.
Dying. Because I've never been in that situation.
So you heard it.
Heard it.
Sort of what's the...
It was right next to me.
Yeah, was it a little...
It was fart sound number 4. If you do that.
That?
Yeah.
So a little bit of a duration. Yes. Sort of okay.
A follow-up.
Yeah.
It could have been an echoey room, but it sounded following up-y to me.
I mean, yoga studios, not traditionally the most... they don't usually have the best circulation. It's more of a sort of a closed environment.
Yeah.
Any sort of waft?
Well, I stopped breathing. I just thought, I can't have someone else's air in my nostrils right now when I'm heavy breathing. So I just decided to do a lesson in holding my breath.
That probably helped you not laugh.
Yeah.
You're trying not to die.
I was so, you have no idea, dude. I was so proud of myself. I was so proud of myself.
Good man. I am proud of you.
And I've never been in that situation. And I mean, sorry for her. Like, I mean, that sucks. And no one wants to be the farter.
No, amazing.
But
I
heard that this happens, but it was never in my time. And now I know I can go out into the world and I can hear that and not laugh in someone's face.
Do you know, traditionally in yoga teaching, this is one of the things I learned sort of vicariously, but by symbiosis from when Carly was studying yoga, was like, you know, sort of in some Asian countries, I think it's Japan, where if you burp after your meal, it's like a compliment to the chef. That's how you let them know that you're enjoying your meal. Well, a compliment to your yoga teacher is if at some point... You let one rip. That's how you know it's a good class. Dig deep, girls.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Just really quickly do a bit of this gig. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm in love. We are in a rush. So, every Friday morning, through me. We are in a rush, so every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it's important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or promotion, they'll say, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their jobs, they're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Wow. Wow.
All right, let's not lose momentum. Fun facts for today. This one I actually found interesting.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's a change.
Different from most Fun Fact Friday facts. You know when you go into a room and you forget why you've walked in there?
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us.
It does.
Don't feel bad. No. And don't feel like you're actually losing your mind. Mm. Apparently, it happens because your brain compartmentalizes thoughts based on location.
Oh.
Right? So new room equals new train of thought equals, what the heck did I walk into this room for?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
That is very cool.
Because I get quite
like
down on
myself. It's like you've walked into another room into your brain.
Yeah. I get quite down on myself.
Don't get down on yourself.
When that happens, I'm like, come on.
Oh, okay.
I'm
no.
Grandpa Simpson.
Yeah.
In an early draft of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, the song was going to be titled Mongolian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Oh, sorry. I thought there was more. Cool.
This is not your finest work, just so
you know. I'm so sorry. All right, here we go.
Really trying to sort of, you know.
No, I'm sorry. I thought there was more.
Carrie Fisher. Here we go. I'll nod at you when I'm done, okay?
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia, and James Earl Jones, who provided the voice for Darth Vader in Star Wars in 1977, actually met in person for the first time on a 2014 episode of The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, get out! So they didn't even know each other back then.
No.
That is cool.
What about twice as many people would rather time travel to the past than to the future?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to know.
Well, the past is like, it's like safe. It's like, you know what happened.
Yeah, but as long as I don't stuff up the past.
Yeah,
if
true.
I could just be an observer, yes.
Agreed.
But I don't want to be, yeah, I don't want to cause any butterfly effects.
So if you go to the future, it's the fear of the unknown, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's wrap it with band techniques in athletics events at sort of Olympics and sort of official athletic events include somersaulting in the long jump. So, and just throwing your head down. Hectic.
Yeah.
Spinning into a javelin throw, which sounds pretty dangerous.
Oh, okay. You're spinning and then throwing the javelin. Spinning into someone that's throwing a javelin.
Yeah, like a hammer throw sort of, you know, they spin around, but with a javelin.
Yeah. Okay.
Or,
my brain thought it was like a cartwheel situation. Yeah, anyway.
Or like shot put, how they spin as well. What they're not allowed to do is cartwheel. You can't.
The shot putters?
Yeah, you can't sort of do a cartwheel, which, I mean.
They think they can't do a cartwheel. That's what that is. And they can. All right.
Oh, you believe in them?
Of course I do. I used to shot put in my day.
Did you?
Yes. And what's it called? Discus.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday, I'm
in love. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Had a huge moment yesterday afternoon. Huge. Huge. I'd sort of heard that this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'd come close to it happening before, but it never quite played out the way that I'd heard it could play out or should play out.
Okay.
So there was no sort of proof, no evidence that I had been witness to over my 41 years.
Okay, so a massive moment.
Huge. Until yesterday afternoon.
Okay, hang on. Got to get my slapping hand ready. Just in case.
No.
The story is about nothing.
No, because this is.
And you have just talked us all into it.
This is not the Subway footlong again, okay? That was a big moment for me, but I've learnt my lesson. This is a real huge moment, okay?
Go on.
Yesterday, I went to the supermarket.
Oh. Come here. Just stand close to me.
I have been enjoying a certain protein bar.
Oh, my God.
For the last couple of weeks.
Oh, my God.
This is huge, mate. No, this is good. This is great knowledge for everybody, okay? This is validation.
No, that's cool.
This is providing some certainty in an uncertain world.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm going to be a supportive friend, work person. You're my boss. I get it. Let's go. Give it to me.
I've been enjoying a certain protein bar for the last few weeks, and at the particular supermarket that I've been going to, it's a new brand, so it's been at an introductory price. Yeah. And that introductory price being $2.40, which is a really good price for a protein bar.
Is it just one bar or a box of bars?
One bar.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So $2.40, which is really good because that's half price. And so the tags on them for quite a while have said introductory offer, $2.40.
Yeah.
Full price will be $4.80.
Okay.
Once we pump it up.
Yeah. And you're like, I want to get pumped up. So sweet.
I'm not paying $4.80 for a protein bar, though. Mm. Not crazy. So what I did was I had been going in and every so often I'd buy like three of them or whatever, three or four tops, So yesterday, supermarket, grabbed three, one of each flavour. Lovely, yeah? It's the one I ate just before.
Wow.
So got to the register, putting it through, scanned it, $4.80.
Oh.
Scanned the next one, also $4.80. Oh. What? Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah. What did the ticket say?
$2.40.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I said to the guy, because I was in the self-serve, so I had to beckon him over. I said to him, mate.
Did you click like you normally do?
No. I walked right up to him and I went in his face. Hey. No, I didn't. I said, excuse me.
Tom from K-Rock.
This is scanned at full price, but it's still the tags say the introductory offer at the half price, $2.40. And he's like, oh, okay. Can you go take a photo of the tag?
Pardon?
So I was like,
sorry,
okay.
I don't work here.
No,
so.
And also I've got two children in a pram.
Yeah, no, I'll just leave the kids here at the front.
Yeah. No, I did. I went and I took a photo and my phone died as I took the photo. So I went back to him and I was like, this useless is dead now. And he's like, oh, sorry, I still have to see it. All right, I'll send one of our staff members. So I gave the third bar to the staff member. Could have done that in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is not what that's about.
That part really annoys me, but continue.
He went and found the tags, came back, and this is what the guy said.
Mm.
He goes, yeah, I've got the tags here. They do say $2.40. Vindication.
Amazing.
Validation.
And that never happens to you.
Yeah.
Because when you say I'm right, you never have to prove that.
No. But here's what happened after that. He goes, so they are $2.40 for this transaction.
Yeah.
But the first one is free. So...
Oh.
So of the three bars that I bought that are now $4.80 each, that's $14.40 worth of protein bar.
Ridiculous.
I got one for free.
Yeah.
And I paid $2.40 for the other two. You know, have you heard that, you know, if it scans the wrong price,
yes,
you get one of them free?
Yes, but I thought that was just an urban
legend. Yeah, me too. And I've had it happen where it scanned the wrong price. They're like, oh, we'll give it to you for the price it scanned. But they never say you can have
the first product free.
No, they don't. But this time they did. And so I paid $4.80, which is $2.40 for one, $2.40 for the other, and I got the third one for free.
Amazing.
I saved like $10 on protein bars, and you can too.
By doing what?
If it scans wrong, make them give it to you for the first product free.
But only... for this introductory offer.
Yeah, but not for these protein. I'm just saying as a general rule at the supermarket.
In general.
This is what you get, guys. It is a real thing and it can happen.
Amazing, Tom.
That's great knowledge for you. Take that into the weekend.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
And this has been at least 4 days in the making.
Oh, yeah.
This chat, but also 30-odd years in the making.
Exactly. It's funny how things, when you're growing up, just stick with you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You never let them go. You never let go of your first love either, do you?
No.
I admitted earlier on in the week that my wife, Dodzy, had a massive, massive teenage crush on a young guitarist and a young up-and-coming guitarist, a child prodigy guitarist, some would say, Nathan Cavalieri.
Yes.
Tommy, somehow we've managed to track him down and we get to talk to him. I'm so excited. Welcome, Nathan Cavalieri.
Wow. I've never been introduced like that. That's awesome.
Well, this should be a memorable chat for everyone, mate, particularly for Dodzy, because we've also got Dodzy on hold, mate. So,
No way.
I know you've got a new album out and you've got a tour coming up and whatnot, so we'll talk about that. Yeah. But I thought what we might do first is introduce the two of you. Now, Dodzy has been in, you know, Family Feud, how the one of them goes into the booth with the headphones on. She's been the radio equivalent of that, but she can hear us now. Are you there, Dodzy?
Good morning again. How are you?
Good. Dodsy, if there's someone on the line that wants to say hi to you, or maybe you should say hi to Nathan Cavalieri.
Hello, Nathan. Hey, how you doing? I'm going really well, thank you. Yes, how are you? Yeah, not too bad. So you come here much?
I think, Nathan, you're supposed to ask her how she is again, and we just keep going back and forth.
Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like this is the new online dating through phone.
Now, Dodsy, what is childhood Dodsy inside you feeling right now? You were chatting to the man, Nathan.
Oh, look, really embarrassed, to be honest, thanks to you guys.
You're embarrassed. You're embarrassed.
The thing about childhood crushes, though, I mean, I can't get past it. Probably at that age, I was pretty cute as well. But you remember posters on your walls, like your TV hits and your TV week and things like that. But to be honest, that's all I remember. I actually don't know what he would look like now. I'd have to jump on Insta and have a look.
You can jump on Twitch. I believe you're twitching this as well at the same time, right, Nathan?
Yeah, I am. But that's just wild. I wouldn't have even known any of that back then.
You're right. That's interesting to know. That's it. So as a young child guitar prodigy and sort of a star on the rise and whatnot, and in so much limelight at the time, you didn't really realise what sort of effect you were having on the teenage girls of Australia?
I wish I did. Maybe my parents shielded me from it pretty well, but to be honest, I had like terrible self-esteem when it came to girls. Like I had a terrible, like, unhealthy belief system back in those days. So I must admit, like, 14-year-old Nathan is pretty excited about this news.
What could have been, Dodsy?
Oh, no, well, you know what? I'm actually more excited. Nathan wanted to talk to me instead of the great Cameron Ling. So this is great.
You got stuck with me, Dodsy. Sorry. I apologise.
That's funny.
Is there anything, Dodsy, is there anything you'd like to sort of ask Nathan or say to Nathan before we sort of move on with the chat?
Well, I mean, obviously we're really good friends now that we've met. And Cameron would absolutely approve of this. When you're down the Geelong way, I'm sure we'd love to have you and the family over for a spa party, of course.
Done.
Yeah. They're famous. So.
They are famous, Nathan.
Yeah. You might need an acoustic guitar, though. Don't bring the electric, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
This is so amazing.
Dodsy, go back to work. Stop inviting people. Thank you.
Yeah.
Love you still. Love you lots still.
Okay.
Love you.
All right. Brilliant.
This is officially the strangest interview you've ever had, isn't it, Nath?
Hands down.
So tell us, what have you been up to, Nathan Cavalieri? Because, we've had heaps of chat about you this week, but sort of more memories of, you know, when we were all growing up, and we're all, you know, of a similar age, and we remember jamming with the Cats, and we remember BB King.
Yes, and Paws the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that one gets in there.
What's been happening lately?
What hasn't been happening? I mean, obviously, I've just released an album that's been a good year and a half in the making. And, I mean, I took a lot of time off. I only really started releasing music under my own name probably a few years ago. And, life happens. Was in a couple bands there for a while and then, you know, hit some pretty dark patches that took me away for about 3-4 years at least. And then, I'm kind of reconnecting and with myself and now the public with songs and tours and stuff like that. So
we're so happy to have you back. And the brand new album Miracles is amazing. It's out now. And you're also touring this one as well. Is it nice to get back out on the road?
It is. I mean, my relationship with the road is quite is quite complicated because of those dark times that I went through, but it's now starting to feel like home again, you know, like I learn a lot about myself when I tour and I love connecting to all different walks of life and to have music as the catalyst to do that is pretty special. So this year, we did an awesome tour of Western Australia. We spent 3 weeks up and down the coast of Western Australia. It was beautiful at the start of the year. And we're doing the rest of the country from July onwards. And And this is, I would say this is probably my biggest tour that I've done since I was a kid, actually.
Yeah.
So. Amazing. So, and the album is Miracles. I guess what everybody wants to know is, I mean, is in the 90s as a teenager, you could shred with the best of them. That was what you were known for, being this guitar virtuoso, being an absolute superstar. Have you still got it?
I don't know. That's to say, but I mean, one thing I'd probably say is that it's, you know, I probably reconnected with my first love of music when I wrote Miracles. And my first love was actually Dire Straits. And obviously the Starlight Foundation, with me meeting Martin Offler, it was all part of that. And and what I loved about Dire Straits is that, you know, he's an incredible guitar player. And but he speaks through his songs as well, like as a whole. It's not just about the guitar. And I've always wanted to do albums that are like that. And I don't know whether, you know, in my early days, if I actually had the skills, whether it came to production and vocals and all that, whether I would have kind of been less guitar-y, I don't know. But you know, this is kind of what that album is. It's more about the things that I want to say, and I use whatever, you know, I can in the studio to create that, and then obviously follow it up with a stage performance. So,
no, that's awesome, man. So Miracles is the name of the album. You can get it online now, and you are playing the Evelyn Hotel in Fitzroy, 27th of October. It's a Friday night, so easy for us to get up there for that. Tickets are at Oztix. Ordinarily, we would give away a double pass at the end of an interview, but Dodsy's snagged those tickets. And weirdly, Lingy isn't invited.
I'm not invited to that one, Nate. Come on.
Nathan Cavalieri, all the best for the tour. Hope the album is really well received, and thanks for having a chat to us this morning, mate.
Yeah, thanks a bunch. Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.